I want to share with you a devotion I wrote recently entitled Jesus, the Door of the Sheep. In John chapter 10, verses 7 through 10, Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." I remember the day this passage of Scripture came to life right before my eyes. I had journeyed to a remote mountain village located at 11,000 feet elevation in the majestic Andes Mountains of Peru, seeking to learn as much as possible about the people and their culture to report back to the church where I served. The knowledge gained would be used to prepare future mission teams to share the gospel with the 700 residents of La Huaytambo, our own adopted unreached people group. One of my first friends in the village was the clinic physician, Dr. Widman. He proposed that we travel up the ridge behind La Huaytambo to the reservoir which provided water to the village. According to Dr. Widman, the site would provide a bird's eye view not only of La Huaytambo, but also of the surrounding smaller villages. Since it was about a 4-mile trek to the reservoir, my new friend suggested we ride his motorcycle to the site. The fact that this mode of transportation was undersized to transport the two of us up the ridge is a story for another day. I'll just say that the ride down was much faster than the one going up the ridge, and also much less strenuous for the passenger, that being me, who was forced to hoof it during most of the ascent. Anyway, at about the 3-mile mark, I noticed a large flock of 50 to 60 sheep on an adjacent ridge, peacefully grazing under the watchful eye of their shepherd. Dr. Widman explained that the shepherd was a resident of La Huaytambo and that he frequently brought his sheep up the mountain for better grazing. We continued our journey, eventually reaching the reservoir, and then spent most of the remainder of the day exploring the region, identifying local landmarks, and taking in the 360-degree spectacular view the area provided. La Huaytambo was a dot on the tapestry of breathtaking mountain vistas which stretched out before us. From our current viewing stand, approximately 1,500 feet higher than La Huaytambo, the smaller villages in the area were barely visible to the naked eye. Caught up in the moment, we suddenly realized that we had just enough daylight remaining to reach the village before dark. So the good doctor and I got back on his motorcycle and began making our way down the switchback paths leading to La Huaytambo. When we reached the area where the flock of sheep had been earlier in the day, I noticed that the shepherd had led them into a pen formed by stacked rock fencing with no visible gate or door. Looking closer, I discovered that the shepherd, having spread a blanket over the opening between the two ends of the rock fence to provide some shelter from the elements, was stretched out on the ground beneath his makeshift tent. The shepherd had become the gate, or the door. The words of the Lord from John 10 immediately came to my mind, "I am the door of the sheep." Just as the shepherd provided protection from anything that would harm his sheep and kept any from straying outside his refuge of protection, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, provides protection and perfect security for those who have entered into his Father's fold through him. In these trying times we're facing today, we need to realize that whatever affects us had to first pass through our Good Shepherd, the door, who has saved us and given us eternal life. In verses 27 and 28 of this same chapter in John, the Lord offers us this assurance, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Therefore, nothing or no one can ever remove us from his flock or snatch us from the protection of his strong hand." Please join me in prayer. Dear God, I thank you for loving us enough to send the Good Shepherd, your Son Jesus, who willingly laid down his life for us, his sheep, that through him, the door of the sheep, we can enter into your fold and be eternally secure where no one can steal us away. Comfort us, Lord, your sheep, with this awesome promise today. In Jesus' name, amen.